Hi there. The word for you today is God's claims on your life. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, we read, "Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." God's third claim in your life, we're going to call consecration. First, creation he made you. Second, Calvary he paid for you. And third, consecration. It's not a word we hear very much these days, and it means to be set aside for the exclusive use of. You say, "But I have so many faults." God's not looking for perfection. He's just looking for willingness. The Bible says in Hebrews 5 and verse 1 that every high priest was taken from among men. That's important. The people God calls and uses are all human and flawed in some way. And why would God call someone like that? Well, the Bible tells us again, Hebrews 5, because they, quote, "can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since they also were subject to weakness." You say, "My parents want me to go to Bible school and be a minister." Well, there's good news and there's bad. The good news is that Bible school can deepen your devotion to Christ and give you insights into his word. But the bad news is, your parents can't call you, only God can. Hebrews 5 verse 4 says, "No man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God." You say, "How will I know when I'm called to a ministry?" Answer, fruitfulness. Let me explain that. When a controversy broke out in Israel over who should be in leadership, which of the leaders of the 12 tribes, God told Moses to pick a man from each of the 12 tribes. That man's rod or walking stick, we'd call it, or staff, was placed in the Ark of the Covenant overnight, and the one whose rod budded or flowered was the one God had called. Now, an old walking stick or a staff is dead, so it's incapable of budding or flowering, so if it happens, it has to be God making it happen. And Aaron's rod budded. The Bible says, Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift or fruitfulness, there'll be evidence there, makes room for him. When God calls you, he will open doors, make the connections, and provide the resources. All he asks of you is a life that's consecrated to doing his will.